The 59th Annual Grammy Awards are this Sunday at 8 p.m. Millions will be watching, but producer Trevor Young will likely not be one of them. He's a trained musician, and he says the Grammys frustrate him. He has a lot of thoughts on this, and that means it's time to open the gripe bag.
I don't like things now compared to the way they used to be.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Oh, this progress. Phooey!
Will you please tell me why?
That's the way it was, and we liked it.
Oh, get off my lawn!
When you watch any high-profile award ceremony like the Oscars or the Emmys, you go in knowing a lot of it will be Hollywood fluff. But at least with those, you're fairly confident that quality films and TV will be recognized. That, unfortunately, is not the case with the Grammys. While the Emmys, for example, have helped put series like Breaking Bad or Game of Thrones in the rightful history books of quality TV, the Grammys tend to write the wrong history. The Music Awards ceremony typically glorifies these pop artists who most likely had someone else write their songs for them. They are these music industry sellouts who said, "Hey, look, I'm good-looking and have talent," and decided they could use that much to sell their souls for tons of dough. Now, I'm not going to name names, but I will tell you about the kind of music you hear and see get nominated. In categories like Best Album or Best Record, you'll almost certainly see a mix of the big pop divas, the hottest boy bandish thing, and maybe one token mainstream singer-songwriter who squeezed onto the nominees list. For Best Song, I can guarantee it will be some hit which dominated the radio that year. And what kind of songs hit the radio? Ones that are purposefully catchy, highly overproduced, and have brain-dead simple instrumental tracks. All hook, no heart. As a musician, that's troubling. When you see trained artists struggling for existence, in the shadow, no less, of these relatively unskilled pop stars, that is a problem. While some spend their lives going to music school, practicing, gigging, and starving, these folks just dress up in a flashy way and kick back in their sea of stardom. In essence, the Grammys signal to the greater public that music is all about image, and not at all about, well, the music. If it were, we'd be seeing and hearing a lot more about the bands and songwriters who built their way up with the authenticity of their own personal expression.
If Trevor could pick his own Grammy nominees, here would be his choices.
And I can't recall lightly at all, but I know I'm going in.
That's from Bon Iver's new album, 22 A Million. This one is Hey Big Star from Kishibashi's new record, Sonderlust. Finally, Radiohead's Burn the Witch from new album A Moon-Shaped Pool. And that's our show for today, but we want to hear your Grammy picks as well. What song or artist should win big this weekend, as far as you're concerned? Call and tell us at 404-500-9457. You can find us on Facebook or on Twitter. It's at OST Talk, and I am at Celeste Headley. For today, that's On Second Thought from GPB News. Have a great day.
Red crosses on wooden
this is love.